Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 3rd, Tuesday, 2019, day 246. Today's topic, Dearest Hong Kongers, bless you to receive comfort, manifesting joy. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 98, verses 1 to 9, Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 12, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 7, Proverbs 22, verse 16. Today's main passage, 2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 4 to 7. Paul says, I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. For when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you have given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. Let's have time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, Dearest Hong Kongers, bless you to receive comfort, manifesting joy. Recently, lots of people from Hong Kong are downcast because of the critical political crisis. It is so difficult to comfort each other, but instead in rejection, insecurities, and sadness surface everywhere in this wonderful city, Hong Kong. The Paul says in today's passage, I am greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. My joy was greater than ever. May people of Hong Kong be able to receive comfort from God and other people, that they can be strengthened and be able to manifest joy. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help Hong Kongers to be able to receive comfort from you and other people, that they can be strengthened and be able to manifest joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step for Hong Kongers to be able to receive comfort from Jesus and other people that they can be strengthened and be able to manifest joy? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.